This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back. It's yummy time. I said earlier in the show, if you're just joining us, yumming it out. Yumming it out from Vitality Bistro, and maybe I've created a new word. I don't know. In an era where everybody creates stuff, I don't know if I'm the first. But, you know, you get together and you say, let's hug it out. Well, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we get together and yum it out, especially when I get to do some yummy, delicious broadcasting from a place to have an organic, raw brunch. Vitality Bistro here this hour. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. For those of you who are eating brunch with me here at Vitality Bistro, you're welcome to ask questions while I'm on the air as well. And that is it. Super Don making it sound so good. We got Justin on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, tomorrow, live from Love Whole Foods and the Vaxxed Bus. For those of you who have not seen Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe, you simply must download it. You can do that. You can stream it. You can also buy it and share it with your friends, because what they don't know can hurt their children. And, of course, you too, as they ramp up efforts to mandate vaccines, not just for kids but for adults as well. All right, so we got the Monsantos of the world. They've been involved in genetically engineering foods for a long time, and big controversy. We talked about a GMO labeling bill for milk last hour, how it was upsetting not only conventional farmers, but even the organic farmers. What about Monsanto's strategy here to adopt and buy the so-called CRISPR technology? We've talked about it here on the air. CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. They say it's a new technique that lets scientists precisely tweak the DNA of produce so that it can do things like survive drought or avoid turning brown. And they claim, because we're not injecting DNA, that it doesn't count. It's not really GMO, so you're not allowed to protest it. Anything that Monsanto says is already suspect in my mind. I've got that bias, of course, built in. But the idea that they can alter the way they genetically engineer it and say it's not genetically engineered, it sounds like pure marketing hokum to me, Super Don. What do you think? CRISPR, I want them to be crispy because we fried them and they're done.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting strategy on their part. I mean, you got to at least give them points for being creative. Right? I mean, yeah. If you are having trouble, sticking to the rules of the game, just change the game. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what they've done now. Yeah. Is the term GMO now is no longer going to apply technically to what they're doing with this CRISPR technology. So I guess now, you know, that puts the anti-GMO crowd kind of back on their heels a little bit, because now they've got to try and address this new technology, mm-hmm. which won't fall under the GMO label.
Well, now we've got to be anti-CRISPR, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, because they have made definitions in a very specific way. Remember, this is what the government does. They write definitions. They don't tell you what the definitions are. You assume that it means one thing when it means another, and you're trapped. You don't know what you're doing. So with the CRISPR, it's a different way of genetically engineering, so they're claiming it isn't GMO in the same way, because, again, the definition. So now you have to go into Congress and fight for changing the definition of GMO to include CRISPR technology. And, of course, that's playing the game that they want you to play, begging the government for the right to say no to GMOs. Instead of you as a, if you can call yourself a consumer, I don't like that concept, but they know they got you, you stop buying what they're selling. You simply withdraw your consent and you withdraw your purchasing. Right? They no longer have your money. And of course, they'll try to mandate it, as they did with the medical monopoly under Obamacare. But the reality is you have more power than they do. But they're just trying to sneak it around so that you're going to do another bottle and end around fighting through Congress. Oh, we have to label CRISPR as GMO now. I don't know. Part of me just says, just withdraw from it all. Grow your own food. And if they come and try and get you, well, you have a right. Well, I won't go in there today because I don't want to incite violence. It's not my intent to do so. But they think that, you know, these people are cultists of the genetically modified church. They think, in fact, the guy named George Church, funny enough, a Harvard geneticist, thinks that these crops may be our best hope for ending the war on GMOs. And, of course, they think, well, it's the best hope for counteracting droughts. No, water is the best hope for counteracting droughts. You start making plants that don't absorb water and they survive. What is that going to do to nutrient content, quality, etc.? And as we found out with genetically engineered crops, they didn't require less or fewer applications of pesticides. They actually required more as the pests inevitably become resistant to them. The idea was with Roundup Ready crops, for instance, was to make them less vulnerable to the Roundup glyphosate so that they wouldn't die with multiple applications because, guess what, the things they were trying to kill with glyphosate were adapting and were able to now consume glyphosate without being harmed. So they had to increase the dose of toxicity and help protect the plants from dying from that toxic burden. And that's what they did with genetically engineered technology. So it is not an environmental policy that promotes good environment, healthy environment. In fact, it degrades the environment. And the fact of the matter is we've got more and more examples of organic farmers around the world bringing yields up well beyond what these so-called genetically engineered farmers claim they can do. And this is not to mention even, a very serious problem, the suicide rate associated with the GMO crops in places like India, where they basically terminate the seeds after a year and they have to go out and buy them, and if something goes wrong, they're bankrupt. And these farmers are committing suicide en masse still. So I can't find anything uplifting and positive that I could say this is good news, that we're going to get more GMOs, although an altered form of GMO that they could say we can slide by being GMO and stop them from protesting us. I'm not going to stop. But I'm also not going to believe that our sole way of overcoming these crops is by begging the central bureaucracy, even the USDA, which is bought as well by these large conglomerates. We're going to beg them to say, please label it. This stuff should be banned, quite honestly, and I'm not into banning things. But when you realize there's no evidence for safety, And the evidence that they propose for safety, these studies were done in such a short period of time, it's designed to not find any danger. And that when you do, they discredit the study, claiming that it isn't done right, yet it's done like in the Seralini case, the same way Monsanto does their study with the same things, except they do them for longer to find out what the real time frame of ingestion over time would be and what would the result be. And it's an absolute disaster. You want to eat GMO foods? Fine. But, don't tell us we can't label it, and don't tell us we can't refuse it, and don't tell us CRISPR is not genetically engineered, because it is. All right. I'm going to take a drink of water, Super Don. Your turn.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath, yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm just going to point out is, you know, the formula that we've developed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is whenever you come across one of these articles, more often than not, I'll say,
yes,
the last paragraph is very telling. About what's going on in that article. And if you go and use this article for an example, this guy Church, which again, I love the fact.
Yeah,
he's Church, right?
Yeah.
You know, his dream here is that he hopes that people will wake up one day and realize, hey, almost everything is GM. It's in the air, it's on our bodies, it's in our medicine. Maybe we can get over the GM foods controversy.
Because it's everywhere.
It's like, well, hey, look, everything's genetically modified, so just get over it. It's normal. You know, wearing a genetically modified shirt right now, so why not eat some genetically modified food? Same thing.
Super Don, there's lead in the water, in Detroit or Flint, right? Everybody's drinking lead, so just get over it, right? This is the lunatic proposal there.
No, I agree. And, you know, it's funny because earlier you brought up the Flint, Michigan situation as an example in what you were talking about. And it really blows me away that ever since we saw the situation with Flint, water has been a big topic, right, in the news
cycle.
And it just seems like the more testing that they're doing of the water supply, where it doesn't even matter where you're at in this country anymore, because Flint happened, people are taking a closer look at what's going on with the water, and now we're finding out that literally everybody's water is contaminated, when we covered just this last week, and it's still an ongoing issue with this hexavalent chromium 6. I mean, that is a big deal, and it's just, you know, goes to show how damaged our environment is in the water that we drink, the food that we eat. And I don't want to be doom and gloom here, but, you know, people need to be proactive that when it comes to the water, everybody's water is contaminated in one way or another, and you got to try and do something about it.
Yeah, and it's a testament to the majesty of creation itself that we can still, you know, saunter about on this planet, considering how contaminated, as you mentioned, the hexavalent chromium now in the water supply, in addition to lead in certain areas, the fluoride, which guarantees the uptake of these heavy metals. I mean, these are all very real issues, and you know, it's just, again, a testament to nature that we are resilient enough to survive it. Now, we're not thriving. Look at the amount of chronic injuries, chronic ailments among children. We're going to talk about the danger of flu shots in a little while as well. There's more information on the damage, injuries, and deaths associated with flu shot. But here we are at the Vitality Bistro trying to do our level best to clean up what's going into our bodies. Therefore, we give ourselves the vitality to detoxify that which we've accumulated from being on this planet at a time where you've got people like this church guy, his last name is Church, saying that we need to stop fighting GMOs and accept that they're here, they're everywhere, so why not? Just let it go. That kind of giving up, not good for you, not good for the planet, not good for the people on it, especially your kids and Super Don, Grandpa Super Don, your grandkids. So if not for your sake, then for them. We're going to keep speaking out as we do here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We are live once again from Vitality Bistro today, and you can check them out online. We have them linked up as well. You can go directly to vitalitybistro.com, and if you get out to the health basket, they also have some of their wonderful, delicious products. Ooh, I've just been served a berry smoothie. We'll talk about that after the break as we get into the flu shot season coming up. RobertScottBell.com, back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just posted a picture of my very, very delicious smoothie. What's the name of this one? Berriani? Oh, Berriana. Like berry and banana. So I've got a Berriana smoothie, and it's very, very, I should say it like very, very delicious. And boy, I'm going to work on that on the break so that Super Don doesn't yell at me during the show for drinking on the job.
Gosh, made me sound like a jerk.
Well, you know what? You're just such a nice grandpa. I gotta balance it out a little bit.
Yeah,
the kids are rolling all over you, loving on you. Yeah, what was that grumpy old men story? Maybe we should do a movie together, you and me, grumpy old men, eventually.
There you go.
Got to be a grandpa first, probably. But
let's see. And so I'll call you. You're a putz.
A putz. It's a putz.
Yes.
You're not very Yiddish, are you?
No.
All right.
Not up on my Yiddish, sorry.
All right, folks. We are live from the Vitality Bistro. A couple more segments here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got questions coming up about the gallbladder, but right now it's flu shot season. Right? Every year the kids go back to school and the drug stores promote the idea of everybody must be a pincushion. The only way to prevent flu is to get a shot that doesn't work in preventing it. What? No, we've already talked about that. The Cochrane Collaboration. Science has shown, right? This is a big organization, not a fly-by-night group, saying that there is no statistically significant evidence that the flu shot prevents flu or mortality from flu or complications from the flu in any group. Least of all the target groups, the six-month-old babies and grandma and grandpa's out there, Super Don's out there. No, just say no to the flu shot. And over at our friends at Health Impact News, they have an update on the latest. Because the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has to update, according to public law, the injury claims and the payouts through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program's courts. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, folks, but over $3 billion has been paid out since 1986 when it activated in about 1988. $3 billion of your money as taxpayers has been paid out to families of children who have been injured or killed by vaccines that are put on the schedule according to the CDC. Number one on the hit list recently has been the flu shot. Are there any numbers or anything that stands out to you, Super Don, in this particular article?
Well, there's a couple of things that really kind of are, I think, are significant when you take a look at this reporting period, which is only a period of 4 months. This is from May of this year to the middle of, looks like, August mm-hmm. of this year. And you've got a total of 113 settlements that have gone through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, as you scroll down, it's... Yeah, you know, you would expect, and a lot of the stories that we covered have to do with, HPV and MMR and things of that nature, right? Mm-hmm. But if you scroll down through this, it's astonishing to see flu, 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 and then you've got like a Tdap or a HPV in there, and then flu, 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 and so it's amazing really to see that the majority of these injuries that are being settled in this program come from the flu vaccine. As we get into the flu season, right, and everybody's supposed to be going to CVS and get their 10% off coupon. The other thing that is I don't know, it's really troubling, is to see the amount of time that it's taken from the point that the petition was filed, because there had been a vaccine injury, to the point that they got their settlement. There's some of these here, and it looks like they're organized by length of time that it took to get the settlement. 6 years and 5 months. I mean, can you imagine being a parent, having a child who's injured by a vaccine and having to go through the court system, in this court system, which is probably more frustrating than your average court system, and have to wait 6 years and 5 months in order to get some kind of compensation or justice for your child who was damaged by a vaccine? That's crazy.
Well, so what you're telling me, Super Don, is what we're hearing right now are things that have been taking years in the making to get compensation. So that belies the increased risk that is happening currently, because remember, if you're getting the flu shot, the multi-dose vials that most of these CVS's and Walgreens are shooting you up with have 25 or more micrograms of mercury per dose. And unless you think you have a deficiency of mercury, you need to stay far, far away from these shots and utilize things like silver hydrosol and homeopathy, the multi-strain flu relief from King Bio through flu season. Keep your gut health strong. Do your probiotics. Detoxify your liver. The things we do here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Vitality Bistro. Gallbladders up next. Hold on to that gallbladder.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live from Vitality Bistro, a great place to have brunch on Sundays. I think a couple of weeks they got a big bicycle event in this area, and I hit the mountain bike trail all the time. Upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. For those of you in Central Florida, you want to head down to St. Petersburg the 7th, 8th, and 9th for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. We've got the Ultimate Life Symposium, Truth About Cancer. That's the 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. It's sold out, and we'll get you information on how to stream it live from wherever you are. And then we've got the big Women's Health Expo in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, that I'll be keynoting on the 20th of October. And then we have the big Halloween party hosted by Jonathan Emord, Registration Act. I think it's the Men in Black alien kind of thing there we're going to be doing, because it's an out-of-this-world alien extraterrestrial theme. and I'll let you know if you're in the D.C. area. Maybe I can get you an invite, okay? Let me know if you're in the area. I'll see what I can do. I got an in with the guy hosting it, Jonathan Emord. And then after that, we have the Hearthlight event in North Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia. That's going to be a big cancer health weekend, and that'll be the last weekend in October, Friday. We're going to play the Harlem Legends. That'll be a hoot just to watch me play basketball. I'm not very good, but I'll get out there, do my level best. But Ty Bollinger will, Paul Bertero, and lots of other folks will be up there.
Are you going to be doing any slam dunks or...
If there's a trampoline, I can do a slam dunk.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Somebody will pick you up and
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not sure about the landing part, right? They call it falling with style. Remember that.
There you go.
Right. My goodness. And for those of you who'd like to be part of the show, you're welcome to ask questions. You know who you are right here, right now at the Vitality Bistro. If not, we go to you on the web at robertscottbell.com. And in fact, we do have a question. I don't have the ability to play the question of the day theme since we're out and about doing a remote broadcast. But this does relate to gallbladder. So here it goes from Mark D., our buddy Mark D., Super Don. You remember Mark D., of course.
Of course.
He says, what's up, my healing partners? It's been a while since I've heard the discussion on gallbladders, but now might be a good time to revisit it. My friend has his last doctor's appointment next month for the purposes of his doctor giving him a final decision on whether or not to take out his gallbladder. LOL. I don't know if taking out a gallbladder is an LOL, but I also, yeah. You know, when I think of Regis Philbin and that game show when he said, is that your final answer, right? If I'm going to the doctor and he says, we've got to take out your gallbladder, and he says, and I say, is that your final answer? And he says, yes. I say, I'm going to find another doctor. Stop being so willy-nilly with your body parts. They were given to you for a reason. They're not redundant. Yeah, you have two kidneys, okay, but... One gallbladder. You don't want to have it removed. And
well,
as Dr.
Listen, even with two kidneys, there's still a reason why you've got two. That doesn't
sure,
mean
of
one
course.
Is an extra.
No, and I do understand right. People that donate their kidney for someone else. I mean, that's a selfless act, extraordinary. But you got to question, how did people lose the function of their kidneys? Could it have been Tylenol destroying their liver, for instance? You don't have the maker of Tylenol paying for your operation or your transplant, liver or kidneys. Anyway, Mark continues. He says, you know how that conversation is going to go, right? Basically, the doc's going to go, yeah, that's my final answer. Can you please revisit this conversation regarding how it got that way and ways to remove the situation if you're already in a crisis to prevent the removal? Thanks, brothers. Love you guys, Mark D. Love you too, Mark D. I appreciate you asking the question. Now, for the cut to the chase scenario, it's obviously what you put into your body. All right, that could be a moment of duh, but a lot of people need to know, what does that mean, what you put into your body? Listen, anytime you put into your body that which has a hard time being broken down, digested, assimilated, and then excreted, it's going to put additional stress on every gland and organ in your body, including the gallbladder, which has to squeeze out the bile to help digestion happen. Now, if you eat too much of something, could be too much protein, could be too much fat. I mean, we're talking to excess of your needs. Your body is going to be under duress. Now, if you add to that duress the pesticide residues, the heavy metal residues, all the other things, the lack of proper or adequate hydration. Water is the key for all of this to work. All digestion requires water. I'm not telling you to drink gobs of water right after you eat, but being hydrated all of the time, critical for proper digestion. It's going to put a strain and a stress on the gallbladder. Now, the gallbladder, of course, is associated with the liver, so anything that intoxicates the liver is going to have a negative impact on the gallbladder as well. This is why we have to go organic, non-GMO, ultimately. And, of course, stay away from trans fats. These are the fats that have been altered through hydrogenation or have become rancid through heat, high heat, right? Even olive oil, which I believe is a great oil to eat raw, shouldn't be cooked with, in my opinion. If you're going to cook with anything that's an oil, make sure it's saturated, like coconut oil, but even the other forms of saturated fat are really not evil unless what it contains is heavy metals and pesticide residues, etc. So cleaning up what comes into your body. Now, how do we remedy the gallbladder? Well, there are remedies, homeopathic, for the liver, kidneys, the gallbladder as well. But the most important and simple thing you can do is a product called CanGest, CanGest, from Alta Health Products. And you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. It's a powder. You take that powder, a teaspoon, put it into warm water to activate it, because it's basically a tea, and it activates not in boiling water, but warm water, and you drink that down 3 times a day prior to meals. That will help to restore function to the stomach, the intestines, the gallbladder, and can help you save it. Now, this doesn't preclude, hello, how are you? Doesn't preclude you also doing a gallbladder flush. You know, there are many, you can read about them online. I'm not going to go into detail on them. Many ways to force out, like the gallstones and different things like that, to help cleanse it. But we've got to correct what's gone in, and we've got to facilitate that recovery by giving it the things it needs. And that is in a comprehensive powdered tea formula, Alta Health Products CanGest. You can get that from Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. So, Mark D., have your friend get on that immediately, 3 times a day, every day. It's not an instant fix. It's not going to cure it tomorrow. But over the course of weeks to months, you will see a reversal, as long as your friend is willing to put clean food into his body. And, of course, that means coming to a place like Vitality Bistro when you go out to eat. Right? And you know you're going to get clean food that's not going to compromise the function of the gallbladder. All right. You think Mark D. will be happy with that help? Super Don, I don't want to leave Mark D. unhappy.
No,
right?
I think you covered it well.
Okay. So that's it for the moment. Where do we go from there? We go to breast cancer. Radiation. Because we all know that breast cancer is evidence of a radiation deficiency, right? Breast cancer is a radiation deficiency disease. We need to radiate breasts more and more and more. Of course, that's a ludicrous assessment. We know that ionizing radiation causes genetic injury, resulting in things like breast cancer. That's why mammograms are quite dangerous. It's not doing a favor to give women more mammograms when there's thermography, or even as we had a doctor earlier last week on, Dr. Bart, I believe, talked about the use of ultrasound technology, although there are doctors out there that say even that can be problematic. But the thermography is the least invasive way to detect abnormal changes in breast tissue years before it can be detected via ionizing radiation scans like mammograms. But guess what? There are new guidelines. Where are these guidelines coming from, Super Don?
Well, ironically, they're coming from a group of people that are radiation specialists.
Yes, and they say more radiation is better than less radiation.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. They say more breast cancer patients should consider radiation. It's like, hello, what caused their problem? Well, one of those things is radiation. And they say you just can't get enough of this stuff. Listen, this is well beyond any discussion of hormesis. This is massive. And they're saying you need more, not less radiation. Who is buying this?
Well, unfortunately, people who shouldn't be. You know, this is the Roswell Park Cancer Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they had a panel that got together that developed these guidelines. And one of these people, for example, Dr. Jana Andrews, she's an attending physician in radiation medicine.
No, really?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So
yeah.
In other words, the people that do radiation think people should do more radiation.
Is that a big surprise? I guess that would be a borderline moment of duh as well. The panel who was in it? American Society of Clinical Oncology created the guideline along with the American Society for Radiation Oncology and the Society for Surgical Oncology. So all of these groups benefit by you ladies and men too getting more radiation of breast tissue, which again causes breast cancer.
Now, let me ask you a question here. Here's a pop quiz. Ready?
Okay, yes.
Do you think that these physicians that are on this panel that are encouraging people to get more radiation at their cancer centers, do you think they own their own radiation machinery?
A lot of them do. A lot of them buy it. They put it on layaway or something, and they're in debt to the tune of hundreds of thousands to maybe millions. This equipment is expensive.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's not a single person on this panel that is some country doctor that lives out in the middle of Timbuktu that would just refer people to go and get more radiation. These people actually work for these big cancer oncological centers that own their own machinery, that do their own testing, and these are the guys that are putting out these guidelines in order to get people to
do what? Pad the bottom line for these cancer.
They got to pay for these machines. Hey, folks, let me ask you this. In Superdome, what do you think of this? How many of these doctors that are recommending you for your mom, your sister, your aunt, your grandma to get more ionizing radiation on their breast tissue, how many of them would be willing to subject their own sister, their own mother, their own daughter to what they're recommending for everybody else? Because how many times have we reported on these oncologists when confronted quietly behind the scenes, they admit that they would not do for their own family members what they recommend for you and your family members? Think about that.
Show of hands?
Yeah. Again, this is why it's good not to be a licensed medical doctor. Because they get them. They get them, and they got them good. And, of course, these people have to take drugs just to sleep at night because of the schism in their soul. It really is a disastrous place to be. That's what my uncle told me. And he was a nuclear medicine doctor, a radiation guy. And he ended up dying of cancer, ultimately the treatment of cancer. And he was the guy that warned me, don't become a medical doctor. And that was all I wanted to do as a child until I found out about homeopathic medicine and I went a different way because of what they did to me. And if you want to learn more about that, read Unlock the Power to Heal or my forthcoming book on silver and regenerative medicine, keeping you young, keeping you free of infection, keeping your immune system strong. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we eat yummy food. We're yumming it out on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Vitality Bistro, a great brunch. They're open during the week, too, for lunch and dinner. So I hope to see you all here next time. One more doctor story. Again, another reason why you don't want to be a medical doctor, and we're going to tell you about it after the break. Go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up another delicious broadcast from the Vitality Bistro. Happy brunch, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Cassie. Thank you for, oh my gosh, listen, I've just been served up, and Superdoll, I'll take this picture. So everybody that follows me on Facebook, the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook or on Twitter, you're going to see a picture of organic, raw, vegan, they call it a hot dog. I'm going to have to find out what it is. Cassie, can you tell me what this is? It's like walnuts, sunflower seeds, beets, carrots. So they get so creative here. This is the thing. You go to a place like this, you're like, a hot dog? I can't have a hot dog here. Of course, there's no dogs in it. But
it's a dog-free hot dog.
They get creative as all get out, as we say in the South. Very exciting. Very cool. So
you have to let me know what it tastes like.
Yes. Oh, by the way, speaking of dogs, our final segment, by the way, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, thanks to Captain Morgan. I pick on doctors from time to time. They deserve it. And I'm usually, vitamin L kind of guy. I mean, I realize at the end of the day, they probably want love too. But it's hard to give them some love. I guess it's unconditional in a sense. But when they do things like this, there was a doctor who has been found guilty of prescribing drugs. That's kind of cool, because they'd all be guilty of that, wouldn't they, for the most part? If they're medical allopathic, they're going to be guilty of prescribing drugs. But what's different about this story is this Los Angeles area doctor was found guilty of illegally prescribing powerful pain-killing drugs after he signed off on a prescription after seeing an x-ray. And still, you ask, what's the big deal? They look at x-rays all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The problem was the patient was a human. The x-ray was of a dog.
Whoops.
Yeah. Not making that up. Unless this guy went to...
You're not making this up. And, the great part about this story is obviously this doctor
was one of those guys who was just writing prescriptions, probably getting kickbacks of some sort. There was some motivation on his part to just write the prescription for without having what would be considered a valid allopathic reason to do so, right?
Mm-hmm.
This x-ray of the dog actually included the dog's tail in it.
It was like, you know, what human have you seen that has a tail like that, doctor?
Dog tail, yeah. And so he still wrote off the prescription. And this guy got busted for doing this for prescriptions of Norco, Xanax, Soma. I mean, really,
yeah.
Soma and Adderall, which, you know, are all problem drugs.
So you, too, can get heavy painkiller prescriptions if you bring in your x-ray of your dog to this. Well, this doctor, he's, again, Dr. Richard Seon Jun Kim of Rancho Palos Verdes. I don't know if he's Korean, so we can't make any dog barbecue jokes, and especially since we're in a vegetarian restaurant like a Vitality Bistro. And you know, that the irony of it is that they served me a hot dog, which, again, picture is going to go up. After the show, after we get off the show in just a moment, you'll find it up at Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook and Twitter. Maybe we'll get it back in retroactively into the show notes, robertscottbell.com. But I don't know how you find these stories, Super Don. This is crazy what's going on.
Yeah, well, you know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world, and quite often we get to bring it up here on the show. I'll tell you what, though, here's kind of an interesting story. Did you know in New Hampshire...
Mm-hmm.
The Dartmouth College acquired a plant. Now, I'm going to try my best to pronounce this right. I believe it's called the Amorphophallus titanum. Well, there's some Latin for you.
Yeah.
And this flower, very rare, just bloomed recently.
Mm-hmm.
It has the nickname the corpse flower.
Ooh, I've heard about that. Yes, it only blooms once every X number of decades or something.
Yeah, and apparently the reason why they call it the corpse flower is because it resembles the smell of rotting flesh and attracts flies and beetles. So I was thinking, you know, this would be the perfect, say, like a flower in a garden that you could sit next to eat durian.
You know how much I love durian. That's right. The stinky fruit from Thailand.
Right next to corpse flower.
Next to the corpse flower. By the way, folks line up for miles around whenever the corpse flower blooms at botanical gardens around the country. I don't know. I guess it's so rare that they put up with the stink. Durian's not that rare. It is outside of Thailand, but I put up with it because it's yummy. And I yummed it out today. Thanks to you, Super Don. Thank you again to Purusha. Thanks to Cassiopeia, everybody here at Vitality Bistro. Look forward to my next broadcast. Probably in November, early November, we'll be back for that. October's going to be busy, folks. See you at Love Whole Foods in Ormond Beach tomorrow afternoon and evening for another broadcast of healing like nowhere else, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.